Electricity, a big idea that's inspired countless new ones. From powering the light bulb to virtually powering our entire lives. 30 years ago, State Street launched the Spider S&P 500 ETF, SPY. A big idea that inspired the world to invest differently. And still does. What can you do with SPY?
Before investing, consider the fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Visit SSGA.com for a prospectus containing this and other information. Read it carefully before investing. SPY is subject to risks similar to those of stocks. All ETFs are subject to risk, including possible loss of principal. Alps Distributors, Inc. Distributor.
Homes.com knows that when it comes to home shopping, it's never just about the house or condo. It's about the home. And what makes a home is more than just the house or property. It's the location and neighborhood. If you have kids, it's also schools, nearby parks, and transportation options. That's why Homes.com goes above and beyond to bring home shoppers the in-depth information they need to find the right home. And when I say in-depth, I'm talking deep. Each listing features comprehensive information about the neighborhood, complete with a video guide. They also have details about local schools with test scores, state rankings, and student-to-teacher ratio. They even have an agent directory with the sales history of each agent. So when it comes to finding a home, not just a house, this is everything you need to know, all in one place. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
My mission is simple: to make you money. I'm here to level the playing field for all investors. There's always a bull market somewhere, and I promise to help you find it. Mad Money starts now.
Hey, I'm Cramer. Welcome to our final West Coast edition of Mad Money. Coming to you from San Francisco. Welcome to Cramerica. Other people want to make friends? I'm just trying to make you some money. My job is not just to entertain, but to teach you, including about places like this, and educate you. So call me at 1-800-743-CBC or tweet me at Jim Cramer. When you're picking stocks, you're making a bet on the future, which means you need to understand the future. And that's why we come out here to Silicon Valley every year. They are possessed by the future here. They don't want to be trapped in the past, both because it's good for business and because it has the added advantage of being good for the planet. On a day where the Dow lost 269 points, S&P declined 0.14%, while the tech-heavy Nasdaq actually jumped 0.4%, it's easy to see the power of the future. That's how you pick the right stocks. I'm always helping you try to make money by any legal means necessary, whether I'm teaching you directly or being taught myself, or, of course, teach you in the investment club. But you're going to see real teaching when you see our visit to NVIDIA's headquarters earlier today. Wow, mind-blowing. Now, if you have a sense, a good sense of the future, it's easy to identify possible winners. But there are all sorts of time frames for the future. When you see the NVIDIA tour, you'll get a vision of the distant future. Now, though, we need to deal with the closest future, which brings me, of course, to our game plan for next week. You know that most of today's downbeat action was caused by still one more dollop of COVID disaster, this time in Europe, with Austria going into shutdown mode. That put tremendous pressure on everything from travel and leisure to oil and gas, and actually caused interest rates to go lower because of fears of less economic activity. To me, that whole thing, that whole decline, felt incredibly excessive, and I think wrong. Haven't we seen this movie before, people? Ever since the Delta variant arrived on the scene, every one of these COVID scares has turned out to be a buying opportunity. You realize that every single one? Although few people seem to recognize this in the moment. It always makes you feel traumatized and eager to sell, except for the FANG stocks, which tend to rally. People dump everything else, though, from the financials, which actually need higher rates, to the travel, leisure, and entertainment stocks. You know what? I think the ones that were thrown away today are some of the best buys. Now, one way to ease that pain is to own something that can both thrive, even if the pandemic lingers, and do just fine if it goes away. Now, something that's DocuSign, the software company that lets you digitally seal the deal on contracts rather than doing it in person. Others think it's Palo Alto Networks, the cybersecurity company that we'll have on the show tonight, one that thrives in a hybrid work environment and whose stock I just think is terrific. But then there's Zoom Video, once the hottest stock in the metaverse, omniverse, and universe. But a total dog, I mean, geez, just terrible, since it peaked roughly a year ago. After this relentless decline, though, I'm starting to wonder. I'm starting to wonder, isn't there a real buying opportunity here? It's certainly, you know, a terrific hedge if you're worried that COVID won't go away. Let's hear what they have to say when Zoom reports on Monday night, but they got a lot of cash, they got a lot of opportunities, a lot of options. We'll make a judgment. Tuesday, we get results from still more retailers, many of which should do well as long as they don't talk down margins. In particular, I'm betting Dick's Sporting Goods and Best Buy will tell great stories, and they won't terrify you with tales of supply chain woes. We know that Dollar Tree's under siege from an activist hedge fund that wants them to generate better numbers. Maybe management's already turning things around, though. We're going to find out when they report Tuesday morning. Also in the morning, we need to hear what Analog Devices, one of the great Internet of Things companies in this era, has to say about the semi shortage. I think ADI is in the catbird seat for the moment. See, Micron is up huge today. Very similar terms of book of business. Finally, after the close, we hear from Dell and HP Inc., two computer companies that keep churning away with great numbers, even as they don't tend to get much, let's say, praise and fanfare. I expect them to both put up excellent numbers, but as usual, while continuing to return lots of cash to their shareholders. Wednesday marks the unofficial start of Thanksgiving, and most companies know better than to report that day, but the government doesn't stop, and we get durable goods orders that might show you there is no slowdown in the cards for this economy, none. And inflation's going lower. Now, you know I've been a stalwart in saying that Jay Powell's right about inflation. I'm team transitory. This was the week that proved us right, with most commodities nosediving, led by oil. Wow, those stocks got killed. No rate hikes necessary. But that doesn't mean we've beaten the supply chain conundrum. It doesn't mean that gross margins aren't being killed by the cost of commodities being shipped. As we get to the official start of the holiday buying season, we need to get used to hearing more stories about the supply chain that stole Christmas. But the bottom line, don't forget, there are plenty of companies where these supply chain mishaps simply don't matter, including nearly every tech company we heard from this week, again, while tech's doing better than the rest of the market. It's a real good buy list that we got for you when you take a look at our shows this week. So don't forget these interviews when the pessimists try to scare you away from the stock market. I have an idea. On our last day here, I say we take calls. Let's go to Michelle in Ohio. Michelle.
Hello, Mr. Kramer. I'm from Columbus, Ohio.
Oh, hey, Michelle. How you doing?
Thanks so much for taking the call.
Of course.
I'm looking for your insight on Ring Central, ticker RNG. I feel like it's kind of fallen out of favor.
Michelle, it's done that. It's done worse than that. It's just unbelievable. People have given up on Ring Central entirely. I think that the competition has gotten very steep in that business. They used to have it to themselves. I think this whole combination, as we're going to hear from Zoom on Monday, is just, let's just say, it cuts into the margins of these companies. And that's what people are worried about, whether it's happening yet or not. I can't advise you to stay with it, though. It's under too much pressure, and I don't think it's necessarily going to bottom here. Can we go to Brad in Florida, please? Brad.
Hi. This is Brad in Florida. I just had a question. In July, I purchased the stock for like 45% return on it, and I want to know if I should buy, sell, hold, or just play with the house's money. It's Snowflake.
All right, Brad, I have to tell you, Snowflake is one of my absolute favorite companies. If you have made a lot of money, I would take a little bit off. Why? Because it is the most richly valued stock of the companies I follow. However, it is a great company. If you don't want to take any off, I understand that. But bulls make money, bears make money, and hogs, they get slaughtered. Little off, let rest run. I need to go to Corey in Illinois. Corey. Oh, hold it. Let's go to Jay in Wisconsin. Jay.
Booyah, Jim. I'm a big
Booyah.
Fan of your show. This is
Jay
calling from University of Wisconsin Stout.
I bought
Wayfair a year ago, and I'm wondering if I should sell, hold, or add to my position.
I think that Wayfair is a good position going into the holiday and a bad one out. So why don't you take some off this week coming, and take a little bit off the next, and then you can see what happens. But it's not my favorite stock. As a matter of fact, my favorite stock in that area is Williams-Sonoma. And that, I think, is a better buy. How about we now go to Corey in Illinois, because I can now see. You don't realize there's a lot of lights here that make it so I don't know what I'm doing. I mean, don't know what I'm doing with my eyes. I know what I'm doing with this. Let's go to Corey in Illinois. Corey!
Hey, Jim. This is Corey from Chicago. How are we doing today?
I am doing well, thank you. The bell is tolling for you, Corey.
All righty. Love to hear it. Well, I wanted to take you out of the country a little bit and ask you about the Australian software company Atlassian. Ticker is Team. I had them for about a year and a half or so. Just wanted to see what your feedback was. They pulled back a little bit over the last week.
I think those guys are brilliant. I think Atlassian is fantastic. And I've got to tell you, Mark Benioff introduced me to them, the sales head of Salesforce. And I have just said, wow, is this a great, terrific team. And congratulations. We've been waiting. You're the 10th caller who got the bell ringing during the show. Thank you very much. All right, guys, there are plenty of companies where supply chain issues simply don't matter, like most of the tech companies, which is why they have been such great buys. It's a real good buy list that you got this week. And remember when the pessimists try to scare you out of the stock market. Well, man, tonight, another day, another new all-time high for, of course, Palo Alto Networks. I've got the CEO fresh off earnings. Find out about how the cybersecurity business stands to benefit from the renewed focus on data protection and network security. Then, more than just chips, you won't want to miss my sit-down with NVIDIA's visionary CEO, where we hit on everything from the Omniverse to AI to autonomous driving, and will the supply chain disaster steal Christmas, as I said earlier? Well, not for everyone. I'm getting a read on retail from none other than the CEO of Williams-Sonoma. So stay with Cramer.
Don't miss a second of Mad Money. Follow at Jim Cramer on Twitter. Have a question? Tweet Cramer. Hashtag Mad Tweets. Send Jim an email to madmoney@cnbc.com or give us a call at 1-800-743-CNBC. Miss something? Head to madmoney.cnbc.com.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It's packed with benefits to help unlock more value from your business purchases. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Fact: running a business is not getting easier on your wallet. With higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. Also a fact: smart businesses are reducing costs and headaches by graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You can cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. See how you'll profit with NetSuite, and then you can think of all the ways you could be spending the money you save. Company retreat in Malibu, anyone? By popular demand, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to NetSuite.com to start saving.
Ho hum, another day, another new all-time high for the stock of Palo Alto Networks. Palo Alto Networks, the cybersecurity powerhouse that reported a clean beat and raise quarter last night. This stock has been a fabulous long-term winner for us. And I think it's going to keep winning because the rise of the hybrid workplace means businesses need to spend more money protecting their networks. And because the CEO saw a lot of what's going on in cybersecurity happening way ahead of everybody else. So let's take a closer look with Nikesh Arora. He's the bankable chairman and CEO of Palo Alto Networks to learn about the quarter and where his company's headed. Mr. Arora, welcome back to Mad Money.
Thank you for having me again, Jim.
All right, Nikesh, you made a habit. It's 3.5 years and it just keeps happening. You saw it coming two ways. You saw what the bad guys were going to go up to, and you also saw that you couldn't just be in cloud and couldn't just be in what we call on-prem. First of all, I want to know how you did it. And second, I want to know what would have happened if you hadn't changed.
Well, first of all, Jim, it is such a pleasure to do this in person. You know, even from this distance, it's wonderful after 2 years
thank
to be
you.
Able to do this.
Thank
so
you.
Thank you for having me.
Thank
now,
you.
Look, 3.5 years ago, when I came from the outside in, I knew nothing about cybersecurity, nothing about enterprise. But a few things were clear. One, I spent 10 years at Google. I could see the cloud because Google was one of the three people who's built the cloud opportunity. So I could see the cloud and said, look, it doesn't matter. When somebody gets really good at building something, other people are eventually going to fold and end up adopting the cloud. So we've got to go where the puck is going. So we've got to build a cloud security capability, bar none. Otherwise, people will complain of fragmentation in our industry, but it's fragmented because only one person doesn't give you all the solutions. So we set up about 24 months ago building this capability, and I'm delighted to see, I think we're 18 to 24 months ahead of anybody
you're
in the cloud.
You're now the largest.
Yes.
In the cloud. The largest. You didn't have great cloud, and now you're the largest. Second, you told me it pretty much through the beginning of the pandemic that there's going to be people in a hybrid work environment. And I said, what the heck is that? And then I read your essay. You knew about this. How did you know? How did you know they wouldn't come back?
Well, you know, somebody told me it takes 20 days to form a habit. And after 20 days, a new habit is formed. Today, a new habit is formed. Literally, I can try and call people. I have an all hands. There's a guy sitting in his car. I said, what are you doing? I'm picking up my daughter from her soccer game, but I'm paying attention. I imagine 3 years ago, that couldn't happen. Right. You're talking to the CEO of the company, and you're in your car picking up your child from soccer. And we're all cool with it. Right?
We're all cool.
We're meeting customers on Zoom. People say, you know what? Don't come see me. I prefer Zoom.
Right.
This stuff would not have happened 3 years ago. So we've all built this habit where we are happy to be, not constrained, show up somewhere from 8 to 5 or 8 to 6. That's the old days of the punch card. We all have to be at the same time because we had to make sure the factory line would start working and one person didn't show up. It's not that today.
Well, people also tell me, well, wait a second. Hybrid's really bad. It's the most dangerous place. The home is the most dangerous place. Well, you thought of that too?
Well, you know, Jim, I know you don't show products on your show. This thing's just attached to me. This is my home security device. I never leave home without it. So this is the Okio. This is what we built for protecting people's homes, and really excited about this because you're right. The perimeter of the enterprise has moved to your house and my house. So the future edge of the network is where everybody's working from. That's your home. That's your Starbucks. That's your branches of your offices. That's your data, sort of your campus. So the perimeter is everywhere. We've got to make sure to protect it everywhere.
And it's working. 167-figure deals this quarter, which is astounding. It's not even your strongest quarter, typically, seasonally.
Well, you know what's funny, Jim? This is our best first quarter in 5 years. We grew at 32% on revenue. The company hasn't grown 32% revenue in a long time. So we're actually accelerating at scale, which is the most fun part of this.
Now, of course, the bad guys are helping, right? I mean, the stories are legion, and it seems like a lot of these are companies that chose not to spend enough.
Well, what's happened is, you know, we're sitting on an uneven playing field. The attacks are more broad-based. People look for supply chain attacks, i.e. not the supply chain of chip,
right,
but this is supply chain across the board where if I have vulnerability and I'm installed in 1,000 customers, I can attack any one of them. And the mean time for the bad actor to get in once they find out there's a vulnerability is 5 hours. You've got to find a way of protecting yourself under 5 hours if you have a vulnerability. People are just not trained to go patch their stuff in 5 hours. So you're going to have to move to the cloud. You're going to have to be secure nowhere. I can patch you in under a minute.
You know what I think of you? I think you're a sassy guy. What does sassy mean?
That is funny.
You like that? A little cyber humor?
Good.
Come
very
on.
Good.
That's
very
not
good.
Bad.
Yeah. Hey, cyber is not a humorous place, but you did a good job.
Sassy.
You know? Secure access, secure edge, which means, it's kind of, if you remember the old days, you had an IBM computer, there was a mainframe, and we all had terminals. It was secure.
Yeah.
Because you couldn't do anything except work in your terminal, and that's all the access you had. And then this company came around where it's just selling you client server. Now the world is going client server. Everything is at the edge.
Right.
So you have to protect the edge. You've got to make sure that the way you access your network is secure. So secure access, secure edge. And we are now the best product in the SASE space. Our fastest growing opportunity, driven by the pandemic, driven by the hybrid environment we're working in, and driven by the fact that everybody's going to the cloud. This is something we caught 2.5 years ago, and I'm so happy we're here.
All right, last question. There was a time when I think there were very low-level people at different companies that dealt with this. I bet you now speak with CEO before anything's done, and the CEO calls you and says, listen, man, could that have been prevented? How do I prevent it? Get here fast. It's CEO to CEO at this point, isn't it?
Well, no, I think we're getting to CIOs. I was telling people that in the last 90 days, me and my leadership team have met more CIOs
to
protect them.
In 3 years,
than I did in 3 years. The CEOs are not there yet, but I will tell you this, very interesting, Jim, and you heard it here first. We at Palo Alto Networks established a security committee on our board this week because we think it's a topic that the board needs to pay attention to.
So we have audit committee, we have nominating committee, now we have security committee?
It's a committee of one. My entire independent directors are a security committee because we're in the security business. They need to make sure I'm secure. Because if I get hacked, all hell breaks loose. So this is what happened with supply chain attacks, right? So we've got a security committee. I bet you in 3 to 5 years, 30 to 50% of the S&P will have to have a security committee.
Well, won't they? Could you have a consulting division? Because there aren't enough people who could sit on a board who would know enough.
Well, you know, what's the point of a board? The board is supposed to help you in governance, and the most important part of governance is risk management, and the most important risk is cybersecurity. So you got to find people who know this stuff.
Well, they got to find Nikesh Arora. That's Nikesh Arora, the chairman and CEO of Palo Alto Networks, who early on schooled me about who could be the best in the business. Initially, I didn't take the bait, but it turned out it wasn't bait at all. It was just correct. Mad Money's back after the break.
Coming up, the industry is roiling with supply chain scares. Is NVIDIA's record quarter a sign of semiconductor resurgence? Kramer's got the CEO next.
At the UPS store, we know things can get busy this upcoming holiday. You can count on us to be open and ready to help with any packing and shipping or anything else you might need.
Is there anything you can't do?
Actually, I don't have a good singing voice. The UPS... Nope. But our certified packing experts can pack and ship just about anything.
At least that's good.
The UPS store. Be unstoppable. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. Come in today to get your holiday goodies there on time.
When you're hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match. With Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging to connect with candidates faster. Plus, 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Mad Money. Just go to Indeed.com/Mad Money right now and support this show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Mad Money. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What can I even say about NVIDIA, a stock I like so much that we own it for the charitable trust, and I even renamed my dog after it. On Wednesday night, the world's largest semiconductor company delivered a truly blowout quarter, 50% revenue growth, 60% earnings growth, and a phenomenal sales forecast for the next quarter blew everybody away. But the thing about NVIDIA is that as great as their gaming and data center business is right now, the future's even more exciting. Because their chips will power everything from artificial intelligence to autonomous driving to the metaverse, although these guys call it the Omniverse, so will I. Earlier today, we took a pilgrimage to NVIDIA's astounding headquarters in Santa Clara, California, where we spoke to the visionary founder and CEO, Jensen Huang. Take a look. Okay, so Jensen, the secret here is that you have gaming, which you dominate, data center, which you dominate, and professional visualization, which you dominate. Now, all three of these are very lucrative, and all three of these are in great demand.
Yeah, we're really doing some really great work in all these different fields. In the world of computer graphics, we reinvented a 35-year-old industry with a brand new technology, and it's a fusion of ray tracing, which has been the holy grail of computer graphics for a long time, simulating light instead of just painting a good picture, and then second, using artificial intelligence to realize that realism. The second thing that we're doing incredibly well is the simulation of physics, the simulation of intelligence, what other people call artificial intelligence. It's a simulation problem. So we're simulating light, we're simulating worlds, we're simulating physics, and we're simulating intelligence.
In sense why Overwatch, Legend, Fortnite, they all need you, because otherwise things are flat, no shadow, they're not realistic.
We make computer graphics a lot more realistic, a lot more beautiful.
Okay, when I get into a data center, why does everyone want your product? What is the difference between your product and somebody else's?
Every company wants to simulate the future.
Right.
Every company wants to simulate the future. They want to simulate how their logistics is going to perform in the near future. They want to simulate how this product will perform in a crash test, so they don't have to do so many of them. They want to simulate, for example, what's the best route of delivering goods to their customers.
Yes.
So every company wants to simulate, and simulation is at the core of so many industries.
Well, you have said that there are 25 million restaurants, retailers, and you also talk about train, airport, where the same thing's done that could be done better by a virtual you. And you can program that person when I drive up to a fast food and that person asks me what I want, and that person's artificial, but is better than the real thing.
Well, it's better because it interacts with you in real time, and so it's very responsive. It never gets tired. It could be the brand ambassador of the company.
Language. So
the language, it could speak in every single language. It could recognize all the accents. and it just doesn't make mistakes. And so I think that the ability to apply artificial intelligence to a field like customer service at this moment, when there's so much remoting going on, when we're trying to keep people safe, when there's just not enough people to support the customer services industry, I think we have an opportunity to make a big difference.
Well, tell me about inference. Tell me about how I can have a computer, when I make a joke, or let's say go to the bank, that the computer knows where it is and can make it so that is something that is worthwhile commercially.
Well, when you say go to the bank, you could mean go to the riverbank, or you could go to the money bank. And so there are different things that you can mean. It depends on the person who's saying it. Mm-hmm. It depends on the context by which you're saying it. And so we've developed AIs that now understand not just recognize the words that are spoken, not just recognize the sentences that are formed, but in the context of the overall conversation, it recognizes the intent. And so
intent. Which is a human concept.
You could be in a car and you could say, turn it down. And depending on what's up, what's on, it would turn it down.
Like, now, for example, is that just millions of calculations versus just flat? What are we doing here?
It takes a lot of calculations.
To be able to know something that idiomatic.
It takes a lot of calculations. It has to be trained on so much human knowledge that it turns into common sense.
But it learns common sense?
It learns common sense.
And can it be taught to be like you do with a dog, where you give it a cookie? Like, the good job?
Well, it's exactly like that. In fact, we call it stochastic gradient descent. Whenever an artificial intelligence takes a guess at what the right answer is, if it's the right answer, we say good job. If it's the wrong answer, we also give it a mathematical way to improve itself. We call that stochastic gradient descent. It's way of saying not so good, but this is how you could do it better.
That can be translated to a lot of different ways. How about if I go into a factory, a giant factory, and I recognize that there's waste, but I don't know how to solve the waste equation. Can you solve it for them?
The vast majority of companies today waste too much. We waste too much in the grid. We waste too much with electromagnetic radio waves and cell phone radios. We waste too much materials because we can't simulate the logistics and the manufacturing logistics. So we waste a whole bunch of things to overcompensate for the fact that we don't simulate. We want to simulate all factories in metaverses, in this omniverse. We want to simulate plants in omniverse. We want to simulate the world's power grids in the omniverse. And by doing that, we could improve we could decrease the amount of waste. And that's the reason why the economics are so good for companies. They're willing to invest a small amount of money to buy into this artificial intelligence capability, but what they save is hopefully hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars.
Right. Now, let's say I am a fast food company. I'm listening to this interview. Shouldn't I pick up the phone and call you and say, because I realize that there's one extra person who I can't fill. It's not like you're throwing people out of work. There's far more jobs than there are people. But you are solving a major problem for so many customer service facing companies.
Every single drive-through, every single fast food restaurant, every single retail store, we should have automated avatars, agents that represent your brand, and we can teach this character how to be your brand and understand your business and provide excellent customer support all over the place.
Now, these are basic tenets of NVIDIA. Like, you're understanding democratizing scientific computing, and that translates into great business, doesn't it? Pedestrian to talk with you about business?
It is the business that fuels our ambition to make a contribution.
I mean, you still want to make the best video games. You want to make the hypercomputer a room. You want it to be super fast, everything great, right? You want to make the omniverse fun.
Not a day goes by where the business excellence of this company doesn't create the potential, the future for our company.
But there's also, you are a whimsical person to some degree. If it isn't fun, do you still want to do it?
Well, look, there are the intersection between fun things
and commerce
and impactful things for the world and commerce. The intersection is rich. It is not an empty set.
And do you,
it
wake,
is
up,
just
do you
not
wake up every morning thinking about this, or get up in the middle of the night, yeah, thinking, okay, today there's a problem. It is solvable through math, through imagination, and I'm going to solve it.
Yeah, every morning we wake up with 10,000 of them, and we have to prioritize the top three. Yeah.
Well, that's why NVIDIA is the greatest company.
We have a list of things we want to go do that is, you know, 10, 20,000 deep.
Wow. And, yeah, and 20 years out.
And hopefully 50 years out.
You know, and 50 years? And last time I saw you was 20.
No, 20 years, that's nothing. I'll still be here. You know, most CEOs serve term. I serve life, you know.
And so, Chance Lamont, founder and CEO of NVIDIA. Thank you so much, sir.
It's great to have you.
Coming up, innovation and denim go together better than you might think. Find out why this company has the genes for success. Next.
At a time when retail's on fire, I think some of these stocks have a lot more room to run. Take Levi Strauss & Company, the denim-focused apparel company that reported a blowout quarter a little more than a month ago. In addition to riding a denim renaissance, Levi's also has a huge sustainability angle. That's right. They've got incredible technology that they use to make jeans with fewer resources, less waste. Given that we're out here in their hometown, we took time to speak with Chip Berg, the president and CEO of Levi Strauss & Company. Take a look. Chip, welcome back to Mad Money.
It's great to be here, Jim. Welcome to San Francisco, my hometown.
Thank you for having me.
Great to have you here.
Well, when we talked to you last, we said that we wanted to talk about the incredible efforts and the rigor that you apply to ESG, to climate. These are things that you're passionate about, community. But I have to, just because Levi's iconic brand, it seems to me that the consumer is the strongest that I can recall. And since denim is in fashion and your brand never went out of fashion, are you seeing the same thing I'm seeing?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, consumers are, there was a lot of pent-up demand because of the pandemic. The home balance sheet has probably not been stronger than this in a real long time. You know, Macy's and Kohl's just released their results yesterday and crushed it. And actually, Kohl's called us out twice during their call. So our brand is really, really strong. We're expecting a really strong holiday season, and it's all being fueled by a super strong consumer right now.
Now, is the consumer at the correct weight yet? You were the first one that told us about the weight change
in
America.
Well, you know, if you're in the apparel business, you look for anything that's going to drive consumption, and a changed waist size. About 40% of Americans have changed their waist size. Some up, some down, but that, you know, drives you to have to go out and update your wardrobe. And that combined with a new denim silhouette, which is really driving a new denim cycle, is really the tailwind behind our business.
This stuff
right
is
now.
Great. I mean, I don't know if anyone else has tried besides, well, I'm sure millions of people, but I love this stuff. I just love it. Now, I want to talk about an issue that you, I think, probably have among the best rigor toward, which is your sustainability, your report. And I want to start from the point of view that this is not anything that's touchy-feely. This seems every bit as rigorous as the financials that you offer us.
It is. Well, I mean, stepping back, you know, I think a big part of our story over the last 10 years is the discipline by how we've been running the company. And ESG is no exception. We think we've got a great story to tell on ESG. We just released our very first sustainability report about a month ago. And we framed our ESG efforts, it's more than just climate. We framed it around what we're calling the three C's: climate, consumption, and community. And we have strong efforts going against each one. And I can tick down lists.
Please
and
do.
Give examples.
Come on.
Okay,
so, this is so important.
Yeah,
Chip.
So, you know, climate, we're facing an existential crisis here today. A couple of fun facts. Consumers today, globally, are buying twice the amount of apparel than they did just 15 years ago. And consumers are throwing their apparel away twice as fast as they used to.
Jeez!
And that really drives the important notion of consumption. Right now, our advertising on air is called Buy Better, Wear Longer, which taps into a real consumer insight. And we're seeing this particularly with the young consumers, the Gen Z consumers, that they want to buy less product, buy high quality product that they can dress up or dress down and keep it for a real long time. That's in our wheelhouse. That's what Levi's is. Levi's was the first sustainable brand ever launched.
The 501.
The 501 almost 150 years ago for miners here during the gold rush. And it was, its proposition was, it's going to last you longer. If you were a miner and had to leave the mine because your pants ripped, you were out of money. So so we were the first sustainable brand. We are all about quality that never goes out of style. So there's a focus on consumption, on climate. We're very focused on reducing chemicals in our supply chain, reducing water consumption in our supply chain. We're building a new distribution center in Europe that is going to be net positive from both a climate standpoint and a water standpoint. And we're doing a lot on the community side, focusing first and foremost on our own employees. We've launched paid family leave. We had paid sick leave for all of our retail employees during the pandemic because I didn't want people to feel like they had to choose between staying home if they were sick or coming in to work. Well,
but if that's the case, I bet you didn't have to scramble to find new employees because you never lost the other ones.
That's right. Well, actually, you know, we did. We had to lay employees off because our doors were closed for 10 weeks in the early days of the pandemic. But they all came back.
They all came
and,
back. Isn't that great?
You know, they love the brand. They're our best ambassadors, our best spokespeople. I'm super proud of what our frontline team has done through the pandemic.
Can the corporations, you and I both talk about the idea that business is the greatest force of social change. Can the corporations out here try to help what we have to acknowledge is a bit of a, I don't want to call them homeless, that's not right, but an area where there are people who are troubled and don't seem to be able to have a roof over their head. I don't know what's going on here, but can you get involved?
Yeah, this is, I mean, especially in this city, I mean, it's... It is a real, it's a pandemic of its own kind. And, it, you know, the underlying issue is fundamentally a mental health issue. The city is doing a lot, and we're partnering with the city and other companies. Salesforce is very, very active. As you know, Mark has been super active on this. We have partnered with other companies here in the city to try and try to make a difference. We also partner with a couple of nonprofits where this is a big focus area for them. But we are really strong believers to focus on making a difference in the communities where we live and work around the world. And this being our headquarters, it's a big focal point.
And last question, I'm sure that when people are trying to, if they want to be in apparel, younger people, I bet it's the first thing they ask about to you, right?
Is what?
The first thing they ask. What are you doing? Community, yeah. What are you doing? Climate.
Absolutely. I mean, this is so important. San Francisco is, there's a talent war happening everywhere.
Yes.
You know, newsflash, the talent has won, I heard somebody say the other day. But one of the things that really helps us are the values of our company and the fact that we're not afraid to take stands on things, that we're doing the right thing for planet Earth. It helps us retain great talent, it helps us attract great talent, and it is a difference maker for us.
I'm thrilled. I know that, you know, we love the stock, we've loved it, and when that you got that dip down to 16, that was crazy.
That's right.
What an amazing opportunity.
You called it.
Well, no, I just had some help too. Matt Boss helped me too from J.P. Morgan. Got to give credit where credit's due. But I want to thank Chip Bergh, President and CEO of Levi, L-E-V-I, at $28. I think it's got a lot more ahead. Mad Money's back after the break.
Coming up, a storm is coming. So give us a call. Kramer's got the answers to all your burning questions. The Lightning Round is next.
It is time! It is time for a very special San Francisco edition of the Lightning Round. Man, my ass, we came close right before you said the name, said you're my best, I'm close to me, you play this out. And then the lightning round is over. Are you ready, Steve Daddy? Time for the lightning round. Comes special with Drew in Connecticut. Drew!
Booyah, brother Jim.
Oh,
long-time
booyah.
Fan of the show.
Says hi. What's up?
Yes. From the land of the past and future Super Bowl champion, New England Patriots.
Future, yeah. You didn't get me many points last night. Go ahead.
Long-time fan of the show and now a member of the CNBC Investing Club.
Yes!
Love the updates. The staff is great. The email updates are great in detail. Love them.
Thank you. We're most interactive, and I just thank you so much for joining the club. Everyone should join. What's up?
Well, I had some shares of the X1 company, which was acquired by Desktop Metal here recently, and now I want to know what you think of ticker symbol DM moving forward.
Okay, now listen, this is really important. This is a pure spec on 3D, but I happen to like it more than DDD. Why? Because it's only a couple of bucks. Now, you can lose the whole thing, remember that. But I like the fact that it's a pure spec. If you purchase it that way, you're in good shape. Glenn in New Jersey. Glenn.
Booyah, Jim. How
Booyah,
you doing?
Glenn.
A longtime fan. Appreciate everything you do.
Thank you.
Got a question for you. I have Marathon Digital, and I've been buying.
Well, remember, we're just paying crypto. I'd rather just actually own crypto. I have always been candid. I own Ethereum. It's been good to me. But how do I know that it goes up? And why do I know? I don't know. Let's go to Luke in Colorado. Luke.
Booyah, Jimmy, chill.
Booyah, chill in the house, San Francisco style.
Yo,
what's up?
I always get mixed signals from you on these SPACs, so I got a SPAC for you. AirSale, ticker ASLE.
Yeah, it's like an aviation thing. I mean, what's the matter with owning Boeing? I mean, Boeing is owned by a club, by Machado Trust. We talk about it all the time. The stock got clobbered today. That's the opportunity. That's where I would go. Now I'm going to Allen in Indiana. Allen.
Booyah, Jimmy.
Yo, what's happening?
You are amazing. I watch you all the time.
Well, thank you. Tell my wife, will you?
I think you're fantastic.
All right, thank you. Thank you.
I hope you have a nice Thanksgiving, and I'm
you
calling
too.
About Joby Aviation.
Oh, man, it's SPAC City here. I need the SPAC report. I need a favor. No, if you want a SPAC in that line, you know what? I'll give you Blade. I think Blade's an inexpensive stock. I like them. All right, let's go to David in Florida. David.
Hey, how's it going, Supreme Leader Kramer?
Oh, I'm doing okay. How about you?
Doing pretty good. Been watching you since I was like 14 or 15, so.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's not bad. You're probably like 80 now. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I want to ask you about the stock. Curiosity Stream,
C-U-R-I. Curiosity killed the cat. I don't know, these entertainment companies, oh, they're all down right now. If you want to know an entertainment company that I actually like, it's Disney. Boy, that's the most hated stock in the Omniverse. But that's okay. I'm sticking with it. And I'm going to give a talk about it when I do my club talk. Because you know what? The people who are selling it, they're taking a three-minute view. I'm taking a 30-year view. Let's go to Nick in New Jersey. Nick.
Booyah, Jim. Nick from Scott's Place. How are you, sir?
God, man, they cheated against me at Scott's Place. We still beat them playing soccer. We still beat them. All right, that's
I'm not playing anymore. Anyway, Jim, I'm calling to ask about Vuzix Corporation. Ticker is V-U-Z-I. They market and sell augmented reality glasses.
I know. It's a spec. They're trying. I think that people are thinking that it's a guarantee. If you want to speculate in that business, I'm okay with it. But other than that, no thank you. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the conclusion of our very special San Francisco Lightning Round.
The Lightning Round is sponsored by TD Ameritrade.
The market can be very fickle. I mean, for instance, let's take Williams-Sonoma. Last night, the best of breed home goods retailer reported just a magnificent quarter. I mean, up and down, I studied this thing. 17% same store sales growth. Wall Street's only looking for 12, along with some impressive margin expansion, a huge raised forecast. Yet the stock initially sold off and then rebounded. But we can't think of it short term. I think this was a terrific result, and it's simply just true. Williams-Sonoma, the stock came in too hot. It was up 115% for the year and going into earnings. But do not take it from me about this buying opportunity. Let's check in with Laura Albert. She's the president and CEO of Williams-Sonoma. Get a better read on the quarter and what comes next and how things are going. Ms. Albert, welcome back to Mad Money.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
All right, so we got a big holiday coming up. And I think of it as a national holiday devoted to home, friendship, and food. That sounds to me like Williams-Sonoma holiday.
Absolutely. You know, last year was the year that the holidays were forgotten pretty much. I mean, did you have turkey for two?
It was a bit of
a depressing season.
Yeah.
This year, people are dying to get back together and celebrate and, you know, decorate their homes and gift giving and all those great things that we didn't get to do last year.
Now, we can do that through the more than 60% of your company that is omnichannel, or
yeah.
We can go to the stores where there's beautiful displays and people get some great ideas.
Right. I think both really work well together, and we're seeing that in our numbers. I mean, our retail traffic is still not where it was, yet our retail comps are phenomenal, and I think it's going to continue because people want to go see this stuff, but they also want the ease of shopping online.
But they also want another way. You told me, actually now more than 4 years ago, that we'd all be looking at, it wasn't called Omniverse, it was kind of a hologram of your home, and it would have Williams-Sonoma goods. Well, that became a reality, didn't it?
So we bought a company called Outward 4 years ago when it wasn't that popular, so that we could render our products in 3D models at scale, not just a couple, but
right.
The whole assortment. So we have full coverage of our assortment. So back to, if you want to buy online, that's great. We have a great online experience. You want to go to the stores, sit and get design services from our team? Super. But if your avatar, Jim, wants to shop in the Omniverse, we're going to hope that you just buy our products in the Omniverse, you know, because we have them covered.
Well, my daughter, I wasn't the Omniverse, but it was reality. She bought everything. And the one thing that I recognize is that one of the first things she said was they were sustainable. That's why I picked them. There's some other companies. I'm not going to slam on air that you get online. Who knows what they are? Mm-hmm. You care tremendously. And it's not just, of course, because you're good for sales. It's you.
Well,
your team.
The team is amazing. We've been at this for a long time. We've been very close to our product production and design. We're one of the only people who design their own products, and we manufacture and source it. And you know, you got to go in and feel good about what you're doing. And it's been a huge benefit to us, not just from consumers who look in and say, I appreciate it, but also the workers in those factories. And we've talked about fair trade, but I just recently heard a story, Jim, that actually our fair trade premiums allowed our vendors overseas to bring their people back easier than other factories because they took care of them because of the premiums during COVID.
Well, also, a lot of people tell me, oh, woe is me, I can't find workers. Well, how about if you didn't lay them off? You've got them still, and they're going to be loyal to the rest of us for as long as they want to work, correct?
That's right. It's important. I think you've got to treat people with respect. And, you know, nobody really wanted to go out there and look for another job. If you're an incredible store manager, that's what you do, and you worked your way up. And it was so great that they were able to stay on with us and then innovate and do things like we've talked about, design chat, design services online, not just, you know, helping us get the goods out.
Well, one of the reasons why I think that it's ridiculous, why I've liked your stock so much, does have a pattern of going down after report, after a great quarter, take a look at it's like this, is that you do have one of the great macro trends of our time going for you, the housing market, then overlay the hybrid office housing market. And again, it comes back to Williams-Sonoma's wheelhouse.
Right. I mean, people are getting increasingly more comfortable with hybrid. I don't think it's either or. I think it's and. And that's great because if you're at home even one day a week or half day, you're working shorter hours and coming home and doing some of it early morning, you are going to care more about what your house looks like.
Right.
And, you know, at the same time, people are going out to dinner, but they're also, they've learned how to cook.
I know.
They've learned how to cook.
And I also, something that you're doing that I love, aside from your loyalty program, which is First Party, I like that, subscription. What a great business description. Tell us about that, especially for the holidays.
So I think innovation is always important. It's not just the website. It's where you show up.
Right.
And, you know, whether it's an app, and we have a great kids app, we have a registry app, and now we have a recipe app. Right. You know, and it's such an obvious because we have all this content and recipes that we wrote for cookbooks through the years, but we never figured out a way to get it in a modern way to our customers other than our website.
The last thing is that this was a lamp. I don't know why. I mean, it should have been done a long time ago, but people didn't have the imagination. They're letting you into the office. You're doing business to business.
Yes.
It's working.
Big opportunity.
Now, what do they do? Do they bring your designers in? Do people know that you have designers that can come in and help?
We don't just make our product contract grade. What we're also doing is that we're designing for you. So, for example, if you're doing a big hotel and you want a certain type of table or a certain type of bed, we'll work with you to design it. And we'll do it from the rug to the curtains to the bed. And, you know, we're looking at all new opportunities there. I mean, sky's the limit, I think, on this business. It's a big market.
And do they care about sourcing responsibility?
Absolutely.
I mean, one of the things I saw you when you were at my conference, I didn't know that wood could be sourced irresponsibly, but it can be, correct?
Yeah, and people do really care. It's sometimes a part of when they're building something, the requirements in that building.
Well, look, I bet you're going to have a great holiday season.
Thank you.
That's what I always count on you to do, and you always do. That's Laura Albert. She's the president and CEO of Williams-Sonoma. Again, stock down, opportunity. Take a look at that chart. It has been the way for as long as she's been there. And that's a wrap on an incredible week out west. I like to say there's always a bull market somewhere. I promise I'll find it just for you right here on Mad Money. I'm Jim Cramer. See you Monday back east.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.